This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Monday morning victory Monday. Welcome aboard. MP on the mic, 910 the fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We are celebrating one of the greatest moments in Washington football in the last few decades. What a night. What a game. This is why we love sports. We didn't start the party. Thank you to the Junkies for doing that. We won't finish the party. Thank you to AWOD Radio for picking up the baton at noon. He'll be live at Capitol Ale House. Look, if you don't have lunch plans today, go have lunch at Capitol Ale House in Innsbruck location with Adam. Go celebrate. Be around other Commanders fans. One of the truly great moments. Just the excitement, the exhilaration. Craig Hoffman was sitting next to me. He leapt out of his seat. We'll hear from him tomorrow on the show. But I mean, just such an incredible moment of joy and release. And for all the people who have wondered, is this real? It felt pretty real yesterday. Jaden Daniels playing didn't look right. Didn't look 100%. Looked pretty good on that last play. I've been around a while. I've seen some things. I don't want to fall victim to recency bias, but that's the best moment I've ever seen at FedEx Field. The other two, the Rob Jackson interception to clinch RG3's win against the Cowboys to make the playoffs. I mean, a great moment for this team, for this franchise, right? That's the last time we all felt this together. This level of joy, this level of excitement, and I think there were a lot of people who felt those chills, those memories when they were watching the Hail Mary yesterday go into Noah Brown's hands as well. The other one was the Taylor Heinicke pylon dive, playoff game, just the excitement and the rush and feeling great for the kid and the fun of it. But y'all didn't share that one with me. I was one of like 200 people in the stadium that day because that was the COVID year. That was a COVID game. They did not open up the stands for that one. So that was... that disqualifies. And as some of you guys have been around here longer than me, you talk about great moments in the stadium's history. I think you're certainly talking about Santana Moss walking off the Jaguars. Great moment. You're certainly talking about Sean Taylor running a field goal back against the Cowboys. So cool for such a great, iconic player. This one, and we won't be able to properly rank this one for a while. For years, because we need to see what the kid turns into, but this feels pretty good in the moment. And as somebody who's been close to this for a while, as somebody who's seen these things, right? Best record since Jim Zorn, best young quarterback since RG3, right? All these things come with the warning signs, right? All these things come with, oh, that didn't end well for these guys. This one feels really different. And we got 2 hours today. We'll dive into all of it. We'll talk about the decision to play Jaden, which I'm still lukewarm on. But we'll talk a lot about how this is different. And I've devoted a lot of these programs to why this is different with Jaden than it is the other times. Why this is different with Dan Quinn and Adam Peters than these other times. We are going to take you inside the locker room. We are going to talk to you. Hear my conversations with a number of the players yesterday. You're going to hear from Austin Ekeler saying it's a moment he'll never forget. Right? So that's the perspective here. Take you to the stadium, the raw joy of the moment. We'll play the radio calls. We got four Hail Mary radio calls for you. You'll hear four different perspectives on the place. We'll have some fun with it. Terry McLaurin, of course, who's seen some things. Deron Payne, a short but poignant conversation with Deron Payne, and I'll explain why that is. And Jaden Daniels. You hear from Jaden Daniels, who admitted, we all saw he wasn't himself, and he wasn't fully able to do all the things that he wanted to do, but rose to the occasion in that moment, the longest anybody has stood in the pocket or scrambled before throwing a touchdown pass in the history of the NFL tracking that, which goes back to 1996, 12 seconds from the snap to the throw, and then off into the night, and so many great subplots. This was a chippy game. I don't know why these teams hate each other, but apparently they decided yesterday morning, they woke up, they decided they didn't like each other. Personal foul calls, the Bears were super undisciplined. And then you've got the Bears defensive back yapping on the last play of the game, not paying attention. And then he comes over, and sure enough, that's the guy who tips the ball that it ends up. And Tyreek Stevenson gave an apology on Twitter last night. The game ain't over until zeros hit the clock. Can't take anything for granted. Notes taken. Improvement will happen. Hashtag bear down. Yeah, notes were taken by a lot of people. Yeah, the game is not over until the clock hits zeros. What a celebratory day. Celebratory victory Monday. We've declared victory week for some of these. I think this one's just as good as the rest of them. Looking forward to celebrating it with you all week right here on your home for the most Commanders talk in all of Richmond. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. AWOD will take the baton at noon. Grant and Danny keep the party going after that. We'll make a little time for the other things today. There will be no segments devoted to anything other than the Hail Mary and Jaden Daniels in this win. We will make some time for some other things. I want to buzz through the college football. I actually went out to Charlottesville on Saturday. Probably save the bulk of that story for another day. But we'll talk about a brutal loss for the Hoos. North Carolina waxing them. And I don't know that it fundamentally changes a lot. Briefly for UVA, I think they need to win one of these last games to declare the season a success. Just one, gets them to 5 instead of 6. That's the bummer of it all. You'd love to win to get to 6 to get to the bowl. But if they beat Tech, or if they beat an SMU or a Pitt or a Notre Dame, it's going to be appropriately celebratory. And that'll be what Tony Elliott needs to send his crew out into the offseason on a good note and on an improving note. If they lose the last four, and they'll be underdogs in their last four, it becomes a lot tougher to sell that progress, right? If you finish the season on a losing streak with that dud of a performance against UNC, it becomes a lot harder to sell that things are getting better when you get to the offseason. For Virginia Tech, a handle your business win against Georgia Tech. Defense handled its business. Offense wasn't at its best. That's all right. Do the same against Syracuse. I told you I'm scared to death about this game. Last time I was scared to death about a Tech game, they lost to Vanderbilt. So I've got the ick factor going here. We'll break that one down as we go throughout the week, because JMU and UVA both on bye this week. So Tech will be the lone college show in town. JMU took care of business against Southern Miss. Again, not a resounding win, not a cover the spread win, but a win. And they get to bowl eligibility, so the Dukes will be bowling, which is awesome for them. Their first year of full legitimate bowl eligibility, so they don't have to wonder about that. We'll talk about the World Series maybe for a minute as well. Sneak in a little baseball conversation. They start that back up tonight. Game 3 in New York, Dodgers and Yankees. What a moment. Grand salami walk-off on Friday night, and then the Dodgers to come back and win on Saturday. And the ratings say that a lot of y'all are watching, which is cool because this is a great World Series. The Stars, and I was excited for this all last week. I'm excited for this now. It's happening. I'm loving watching it. The pace of play is good. The action's been very good. So you love this moment for baseball and this opportunity for baseball to showcase its best in between great moments in football, which certainly includes what happened yesterday. So all that, we'll take a spin around the NFL. We'll laugh at the Cowboys. It's what we do on this program. But look, I don't want to get distracted by anything other than Jaden Daniels and an absolutely incredible, goosebump-raising moment at Northwest Stadium yesterday. The crowd going from 0 to 100 as Noah Brown caught the ball. And we'll talk about the rest of the game too. I give my observations in this window. I'm just talking about how excited I am. That's cool too. We'll get to the observations. We'll get to how the game was won, all those things. But next, I want to go inside the locker room so you can hear from the players after certainly one of the most exciting Commanders wins in a really, really long time. So we'll do that on the other side. We're off and running. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Pee on the mic.
Victory Monday, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. After a truly incredible, improbable Hail Mary victory, just when things looked their bleakest, things looked good for a while. Looked like the defense would carry Jaden Daniels to the win. I'll get to my observations. I'll talk about the decision to play him. But right now, I want to go inside the locker room. We got a lot of guys to hear from. I just want to hear from the excited dudes first. So I want to play this chat first with Austin Eckler, because I think he hits the tone of the excitement really well, just the way the locker room was feeling after the game. Side note, you're going to hear some background music, background noise in some of these interviews. That happens when you're in a celebratory locker room trying to do radio interviews. Here's Austin Eckler on this game.
Obviously, he's mobile, so he's scrambling around, hangs the right, comes back around, so we're still keeping it alive, and then just obviously heaves it, and then the rest, kind of played itself out. But that was our job on that play, is to, hey, keep him alive, let him make a play, don't let him get sacked so he can give us a chance.
I was going to ask you held that block like a really long time.
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
It kind of was going through your head. Well,
I think too, when defenders see 2-on-1, it's like, well, okay, they don't really have much to go, and so, kind of put the cuffs on him. All right, still scrambling, don't want to hold, so he spun out a little bit, but then Jaden's obviously athletic enough, he's getting around, and then we just continue to wall everyone off there and give him a chance.
I mean, do your eyes look field level, or do you look up at the screen to see what happens at the end of the play?
I'm making sure Jaden gets the ball off. I'm looking back at Jaden to see where he's at so I can keep blocking for him, and then I see him heave it, and then I'm looking up, and I can't really see from my angle, but I just see the tip and see something happen in the back of the end zone, but really the crowd let us know that he caught it, and so that was helmet off and everyone running, and see kind of the eruption from the sideline, which is the moment I'll never forget. From this day is seeing that sideline just come on, and I was just talking on the phone, just hearing just everyone in that moment in the stands on our sideline, just celebrating one moment, one victory as in that single moment. So that was pretty special.
Was there any part of you that's like, come on, Jaden, hurry up and get rid of that ball? That's a long time to have.
No, there was one moment where I was like, oh, shoot, like, because he was getting chased down. I'm like, oh, don't get sacked. And he obviously is very elusive, so hung a right, and then he got out of there, and so we were able to pick him up, and so then he was good.
When you guys got the ball first, like, what, 25 seconds left?
Yeah.
I mean, was there any doubt that you could try to pull something off?
I wouldn't say it's doubt, but it's a sense of, it's the long shot. It's a long shot. Hey, we're going to give it all we got, I think DQ says it best. He's like, hey, we fight for every blade of grass. So it's like, hey, this is what we got. We're going to try it and see what happens. And that's exactly what we did.
And when the crowd erupted, what does that sound like from the middle of the field?
It's more of an energy, because the sound is too much. It's more of just like a presence of just awe. Yeah. Almost like you can't hear yourself think. It's just a moment of
oh my goodness, like, wow, like, what just, like, that really just happened, because those moments are so rare, and that how that game kind of played itself out, and how they came back at the end, their sidelines going crazy, their fans going crazy, and then obviously home game for us, so when we have that big of a play, I'm sure even there was sound from outside the stadium pouring into that thing from the whole community out here.
That's Austin Eckler, who understands, and you'll hear from Bobby Wagner later, another guy who understands what these wins do for a city, for a community. It's going to lift this region all week. You're going to see a lot of people wearing Commanders shirts and polos to work this week that haven't done that in a while, haven't broken out the gear in a while. They're going to do that this week. They're going to be proud to be part of the team. They're going to be watching these next couple games. And a fun little stretch here, divisional football coming up. So there's some big games coming. But for that to happen on national TV, Nance and Romo there, don't undersell the importance of that. Jaden's best moments have been in the biggest spots, the throw to Terry and Cincy in this game, both on national TV, where the whole world's watching and Commanders fans everywhere are watching. What I love about DePlay, and Austin talk about his reaction, we'll get Nick Allegretti in a second because he had a great reaction too. Dan Quinn. Coaches play it cool normally. Dan Quinn didn't play it cool at all. He starts losing his mind. That's when you know something special just happened. The coach can't play it cool anymore. Jaden actually kept playing it cool. He's too young to know any better. He thinks he's going to have a million of these moments. And he might, because he's off to a great start in his career. But for Dan Quinn, having that great moment there of celebration, and yeah, he knows these are few and far between, even for a football lifer. We're inside the Commanders locker room, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, and Nick Gallegretti's an offensive lineman, so he did not have a front row seat to the play, but it was fun to talk to him anyway.
What was your reaction to that last play?
I couldn't believe it. I got Charlie Horse in the quad, so that hurt, and I looked up on the screen and saw the ball get tipped, and I was like, holy shit, there's a guy there, and we caught it. Never been a part of one. Never been part of a completed Hail Mary. That was wild.
What's it like for you when you guys are out there blocking like that and he's going around?
It's chaos. You're just trying to hit somebody in a different color jersey, give Jaden a shot to rip the ball, and that was cool.
What was your after you see that goal?
I couldn't believe it. It was disbelief, because I've been part of some Hail Marys, and, you know, I mean, what's the percentage on those? It's not high. And it was like the perfect tip, and then just one guy standing there. It was unbelievable. No, I don't know the reaction. It was crazy.
Did you see it actually in action, Kent, or were you?
I saw it on the screen. No, just got a knee to the Charlie Horse. Or got a Charlie Horse, so I was wandering somewhere while the ball was in the air and looked up, and I was like, all right, let's see what happens. And just how you draw it up.
Thoughts on Jaden playing and how he did today?
Tough as hell. I mean, that's pushing through something like that when you're, you know, you're not feeling 100% as a young guy. Awesome. That's something that, you know, he has every right to take care of himself and, you know, make the decisions he needs to. But when a quarterback steps in and plays, you know, while we know that he's not 100%, that it means a lot to the rest of the team.
As Nick Allegretti, who, as he mentioned, was hurt himself on that last play, had the Charlie Horse, was limping around, heard the noise. What a great, holy yes. Yeah, a lot of people scream that at their TVs and in the stadium and all across the region, all across Richmond. Oh, I can't believe it. And some people walked away. I heard from some of y'all, and there were some people in the stands who left. I can't believe they blew this. This is ridiculous. It should have made the field goal. We'd be going overtime. It's brutal. And then all of a sudden, you do the full 180 of emotions. And that's what it's all about. And that's what this game was all about. All right, let's not go any further before we hear from the man of the hour. I've got my conversations with Alameda Zacchaeus, Deron Payne, Cleland Farrell. So some of our local guys with local ties, some other guys who I've known for a while. We'll play those as the show goes on. We're inside the Commanders locker room, but there's one guy you want to hear from. He threw the pass. He wears number 5. He's pretty good at football. He is Jaden Daniels.
Nothing really. No. Just throw the ball up, get my guys a shot. I didn't see anything.
You see the end of the play?
No, not really. I just heard people screaming in our sideline rushing the field. So that's how I knew.
Kane, you've been
very chill and relaxed since you've been around us for all these months. You had to be. He must be going crazy.
Oh, I mean, I was juiced up for sure. I'm excited because, I mean, that's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Like, not too many people get to experience stuff like that. That was my first time. So, obviously, I was juiced up the whole stadium, team, sideline, everybody.
In terms of the play, is it just as simple as, hey, everybody go run that way and I'll throw it as far as I can? Or was there anything else to this one specifically?
I mean, it's specifics that in detail that we try to coach up, but the end of the day is like everybody runs to a spot, buy some time, and let it fly.
You're feeling towards the end. We saw, what was it like playing through that injury and being able to make it to the finish line?
It's tough, obviously. Just the area and stuff when you got to throw the ball, got to rotate, stuff like that. You can still feel it, but at the end of the day, man, I started the game, and, you know, I wanted to finish it. So there was nothing else that was going to take me out that game.
Coach said the Friday workout was big for him in terms of seeing what he needed to see from you. What was it you did, and what was it you were trying to show them as you were working towards getting back out there?
Just out myself. That I could go out there on Sunday and be myself. And I think that's kind of what they were looking for, is like, hey, is there any limitation? We don't want to put him out there, and he's not himself.
How much fun was that for you? Just coming off the field, the locker room vibe, all the guys in there.
Yeah, it was great for, I mean, the whole city, DMV, not just us, the fan base. Man, without them, I mean, they had the place rocking. Defense played a hell of a game. Defense is the reason why we won the game. Just getting the stops and giving us the ball back. You know, we got to clean some stuff up on the offensive side. Sheesh. we got to clean up some stuff. Penalties, just communication. And, you know, we won the game, so it's always better on the win.
And at what point during this week, as you were trying to recover from the rib injuries, did you feel good enough to really go out there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yeah, I mean, that Friday thing was huge. Felt like myself, and then after that, progressively see how I felt Saturday and how I woke up this morning. I felt good.
Jane Daniels, quarterback, Washington Commanders, and he mentioned, I asked him early on in that, right, you know, about playing through. He said you could feel it at the end, and we could see that he was feeling it at the end, which was adding up, and then. you make enough time. Tony Romo even suggested, I think, that Marcus Mariota come in for the last play, which Jaden wasn't leaving the field. And obviously they needed his elusiveness, 12 seconds running around before he threw the ball. One of the great, immediately one of the great plays in this team's history. And but before you say like, oh, recency bias or anything, I mean, there are regular season plays we remember. I tell you, Monday Night Miracle, you think of Santana Moss, Rob Jackson intercepting the ball to preserve that playoff spot in 12, Robert Griffin's run against Minnesota, electrifying. You'd still hear Larry Michaels saying that. So many moments through the years. Sean Taylor blowing up the punter at the Super Bowl. I'll certainly never forget that. At the Pro Bowl, sorry. I'll never forget that. And this is one of them. Where you'll always remember where you were when you saw that, when you felt that, and in the stadium, a joy and a noise like unlike any I've seen in a really, really long time. We're just scratching the surface on Inside the Locker Room. Lots more guys to talk to. That was Jaden Daniels. Of course, if you miss any of this, you know where to go. It's the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. When we return, we'll stay inside the locker room. We'll stay with the play, with Victory Monday, with all of it. Very celebratory show right now. You're listening to 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. Victory Monday. Haven't had one quite like this. Bengals game was good. This one's better. The blowouts were good. This one's better. The way it ended was incredible. We're inside the locker room. We're hearing from the players. We'll pivot at 11 o'clock. Talk a little college football and baseball real quick before we get right back to the thing we all want to be talking about, which is how good Jaden Daniels is. I had a couple of great conversations with some guys who you know, who we know. Cleland Farrell, of course, is from Richmond, pride of Benedictine. Let's roll that conversation right now.
You guys have won in Cincy where it was a high-scoring game. You win here where it's a low-scoring game. It seems like a team that could play a lot of different styles comfortably.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, we play to a standard, and that standard is 60-minute football. So, obviously, you know, like that play right there, like it was a tough, far game. And down to the last play, you never stop playing. So, that's what I love about this team. Trust me,
I'll ask you about the defense. Y'all did well. But that last play, man, what are you thinking as you watch that?
Man, it's great. I mean, honestly, regardless of the fact defense, you know, we just take a lot of pride in ourselves and just finishing that game. You know, some games are going to be like that where the offense is, you know, maybe taking time to get on because they had a good defense. So, for us, just to watch that play is just – you know, it gives you confidence. You always got a chance. Always got a chance, especially with the guys we got on offense, for sure.
For him to do that, give everybody a lift, I would imagine?
It's major. I think, you know, regardless of the fact, it just shows that he wants to be out there. He's a quarterback of the team, and this is the league. So to show that toughness and go out there and continue to play and then obviously get a win at the end, it's major for him. So.
All right. And you guys handled their offensive line early. What was the key to success today?
I think for us it was just playing fast and physical. That's kind of just our mindset. It's the mentality. So for us, we knew he was a guy who could maneuver, and it was kind of frustrating, you know, towards the end of the game. But hey, man, we at the end of the day, we feel like we did enough to win. So that's the big part.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
I always love hearing from Cleland Farrell, a Richmond kid, and that defensive line came to play. They pushed Caleb Williams around. Caleb thought he had his moment. There's a video of him during the Hail Mary where he just kind of walks off in disgust. He thought he had it. And for three quarters, Jaden Daniels, with rib injury, was the better quarterback on that field. In the fourth, Caleb was better. Caleb picked up his, you know, he's using his feet a little more, made the touchdown happen, drove him down to the 2-yard line before the inexplicable, let's hand it off to an offensive lineman who's a fullback, and then they bobbled it. An incredible, the Chicago Bears were bearsing at a very high level yesterday. Really Cleveland Browns-ing it more than bearsing. You don't think of the Bears as being that comedy of errors. I know they have been a little bit in recent years, but it's nice to be not on that side of things where things go wrong. It's nice to be on the good side of things. But yeah, Caleb had it rolling fourth quarter. That was the duel we were all looking forward to, number one against number two. And he had something to prove, and he thought he had the play. He thought he had the winning touchdown. He thought he had led the Bears to victory. And then it was snatched from his hands by Noah Brown and the Commanders. Yeah, props to the defense. I know a lot of that interview is about Jaden because he's the star, but props to the defense. This was a game where they needed to be nearly perfect, and they were nearly perfect. Even the pass interference against St. Juice, you got to call that in the end zone. But even that, they held well on that drive. Before, of course, the Bears punched it in for the touchdown to make it 15-12 before the final score of 18-15. They played well overall. You had the two Bears drives there at the end, right? The one where you get down and they fumble. You get the other one where they punch it in for the touchdown after the St. Juice pass interference. Both came down. But, you know, those were fourth down plays, and it was third down where the fumble happened. The defense made them earn every inch. There was the one touchdown run by Swift. That was a little different, right? That was, you know, 56-yarder. You knew he'd be good for one of those. But they really, Caleb Williams looked bad in the first half. He was making bad decisions. He was throwing passes. They had him sped up. Full credit to the defensive line. I'm going to spare everybody the conversation for right now of whether this team got better without Jonathan Allen. But it's a conversation we're going to have at some point this week and informs future roster construction as well. Another guy we talked to this summer who we love, Olamide Zaccheaus, of course, UVA guy, was in Philly for a little while. Tampa has been making the rounds and had a front row seat to history yesterday. Here's our conversation. I hang out with Olamide Zaccheaus, and where do you start with that one? You ever see anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the opposite end of a Hail Mary before when I was in Atlanta. But man, that's crazy. That was a crazy moment.
Y'all have won in Cincy by scoring every time you touch the ball. The defense wins today by shutting it down. What do you make of this team and its ability to win all kinds of games?
I think that's just you know, what we're building here. You know, the brotherhood that we're building here. You know, just picking each other up when, you know, things may not be going too well on the other side of the ball. You know, the defense played their ass off today. So we know we have to get better as an offense and get the little things, you know, back in check. But you know, it's a team game. It's a team game. That's why we play the game.
For Jaden to grit through, you're all playing through something midway through a football season. What's that do for everybody else to see him, to, you know, get out there and sling it around?
Yeah, man. He wants to win. I think just throughout the week he did everything he could to be ready for the game. You know, to be honest, I didn't know he was going to play, to be honest.
Yeah.
But you know, I just seen him doing everything he could to you know, get better each day, and then to come out here and play like that, play pretty hard. You can tell he's a competitor. He wants to win.
Last question: what was your view on that final play?
I just seen the ball get tipped, and then I just seen Noah right there to catch it, and I threw my helmet, and then I don't know what else happened after that. So, yeah.
The stadium, I mean, just silence to
eruption. Man, that's what happens when you make a play like that. Man, yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't even have any words. It's just like, what just happened?
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I got words because I professionally mandated to have words for these 2 hours. I didn't have words on the moment. Neither did the radio crew. We'll get to the calls of the game here in about 10 minutes. You'll enjoy hearing them. That was Olamide Zaccheaus, who has seen a lot from number five this year, and these guys are buying what he's selling, and it's been fun to watch his development, his growth, and I don't know that yesterday was a step forward. Proved the gutsiness to everybody for sure. But then that last play was one for the history books, one for the memory books for sure. Let's hear from another receiver on the team. His name's Terry McLaurin. He's seen some stuff here.
I saw a team that practices those plays each and every week. Since DQ had been here, we emphasized the gotta have it winning moment situations. We didn't know when it was gonna come up, but DQ's been talking about all week there's gonna be winning moments across the game. And when we know we had enough time left, we practiced that literally a few times a week in those situations, gotta have it situation, church clock, whatever the situation is, we practice it so we're ready. And guys were just ready to be ready for that moment. And we made it happen. we made it happen. It wasn't just one guy, but for us to execute that play, it doesn't happen a lot. I haven't been a part of a win like that in the league. You know, we got a lot of things, obviously, to clean up going forward. But when you come out with a win like that, that shows the grit and the determination of your team.
Describe the chaos. Describe the chaos at the end of that game. I saw you grab Coach.
Yeah. Me and him were just talking to each other. And, you know, I love playing for that guy. He's my kind of coach. I believe I'm his kind of player. where you want, in the big moments, you want to come through for your team. And that's what it was about, me and him just sharing that moment, knowing it, like we were just telling each other, it's not over till it's over, and winning time moments. And I appreciate DQ for the energy he brings, the belief that he puts in our team, and we rally around that. You know, we come in with a great mentality each and every week to get better, play complimentary football. I got to shout out to the defense because they kept us in it the entire game. You know, there was a stat when, you know, when they lose a turnover battle, their record is not very great. And so for us to get that stop on the 1 yard line before their last drive was huge. And, man, it's just great to be a part of this team where so many guys never quit and they believe. That's why 60-minute football. Mm-hmm. And so me and DQ were just talking about that, and I appreciate him, and I know he appreciates me.
What did you see on that play?
I mean, it was just Hail Mary, honestly. And the play before that, we just wanted to give ourselves a chance to get put in a position for Jaden to throw the ball down there, and he has an unbelievable arm. The O-line, we were kind of watching the highlights in there, and you got guys dumping guys on the ground, and, you know, we know that's a physical play, and you got a chance that you can make a play and change the game. And Zach had an unbelievable tip. It ran just like we practiced it. Zach had the tip. Noah's playing the back end line. I'm trying to play the front. Luke's over there. And it felt like it was going in slow motion, honestly. That ball fell right into Noah's arms. Like, I don't think I've seen a Hail Mary fall that perfectly off of a tip drill. And we always talk about defense tips and overthrows. We got to get those. But offense tips and overthrows, we need those too. So to come out with that win as a team after we didn't play our best offensively, but a win is a win, and we're going to move forward.
It's Terry McLaurin, receiver for the Washington Commanders, talking about it. Going into slow motion, Ryan Austin Eckler talked about, hey, you don't really hear the fans. It's just like, you know, everything just slows down. And I've been in some stadiums where those moments have happened. And that was one of them for sure. You just, you know, some fans, you know, were texting me who were there, and I blacked out. Yeah, that's it. You absorb it, but you're not present for it. And it's, that is one of those moments, right? I can think of a few others where I've been, I'm a Kansas guy. Mario Chalmers hitting the 3-pointer in the NCAA tournament, right? You can't remember because it was so overwhelming. Being there when the Capitals won the Stanley Cup, the final goal, Lars Eller, just as he got past the goalie and you realize, like, they're going to win the Stanley Cup, a slow motion goal. And when the ball is tipped and then you see Noah Brown right there, that's the slow motion moment. And that's the joy of sports and why you stick with it for as long as you stick with it for moments like that and times like that. And we'll be talking about this all week long, you know that, certainly right here on The Fan and for the rest of the day with AWOD Radio and Grant and Danny still coming up today. Who's talking at 6 o'clock tonight as they do on Mondays? We'll talk a little UVA at 11 o'clock when we make time for the rest of the sports world. But right now, this is an all Commanders, all Hail Mary program. We'll tell you what it sounded like in Chicago, in D.C. and across the country, and in Spanish as well. We'll give you the Hail Mary from all the angles on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan,
now 105.1.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app, taking you inside the Commanders locker room as we do. You've already heard from a number of the players, some great interviews yesterday still to come. You'll hear from Daron Payne, Bobby Wagner, and more. That's coming up in hour number two as we break down all the angles. Also my chat with Ben Standig of The Athletic about the game. We've been around for a while. We've seen some things, and we both agreed that was pretty cool, because it was. And we both agreed this feels different than the other ones, and we'll play that chat. But this one does feel different from the other ones. This one feels more sustainable, a little more real, and for the people, more people can jump on the bandwagon after this one. And it's not, you're not just signing on for this year's team. I think you're signing on for a rebuilding project you can be proud of. And for Adam Peters, right, this wasn't even supposed to be the year. This was the year where they saw what they had and moved towards the year. Dan Quinn and crew, and of course, number five, they've accelerated that timetable immensely. And that, you know, I keep coming back to it, but it's so true. This is going to pay dividends when they go find free agents. This is going to pay dividends when they get out on that open market. This is going to pay dividends when they call and say, hey, do you want to come play in Washington? Oh, yeah, I saw the Hail Mary on TV. Oh, yeah, I saw that throw to McLaurin on Monday Night Football. I want that guy throwing me the ball. I want to protect for that guy who can keep the play alive and make me look good. That's what this is all about. And this is, you know, next year and 2 years from now, as long as Jaden's here and healthy, the window's wide open. And I'll get to my observations from the game and my thoughts on how Jaden Daniels played through it. But first, let's take a spin around the world of media, because there were a lot of people there at the game, not just reporters, also radio people, etc. First off, here's what you heard right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Three, Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is...
All right, we play the clips every week. Tuesday, we do the great game rewind. We'll play it again tomorrow when we do that. We'll play it all week. We'll play it forever. We're going to play that clip for a long time. Lendon Fletcher, he gives the laugh so many times a game. That was an appropriate moment for the laugh, the Lendon Fletcher laugh. Can you believe that? He was in the locker room doing interviews. I said hey, to him, Dan Quinn came in to do the interview, and Dan Quinn walks over. He goes, holy. And then he said a word I can't say on the radio. And a lot of guys said that word yesterday because that was amazing. But what if you lived in Chicago? It maybe sounded a little bit different. It sounded a little something like this.
To the left, McLaurin. And that's where Jaden Daniels is eyeballing. Jaden Daniels sifting back, being pressured. Jaden Daniels hemmed into the pocket, looking for blockers, looking for something. He's got plenty of time. Launches deep pass into the area of the end zone.
And
it's caught by Noah Brown. He was the tip man, and this place is now gone into bedlam mode. Washington with the miracle finish. The breakup pass into the waiting arms of Noah Brown. Nobody back there. Crushing loss. 18-15 Washington. Hail Mary. 2 seconds left. Or as they like to say here, Hail Washington. That is the gut punch of gut punches. All sorts of time. Finding the moment to unleash. And Jaden Daniels did. It was back tapped to a waiting arms of a wide open Noah Brown in the end zone. A perfect execution on the offensive side, not so much on the defensive side. Four plays, 76 yards, and 25 stinking seconds. Unreal.
25 stinking seconds. I like it. That's a Chicago Bears radio call. And all right, one, McLaurin. His name's Terry McLaurin. Get it right. They don't say Hail Washington. They kind of say that, but you're trying to make a thing. It wasn't a thing. And number three, man, it must stink to be on the other end of something like that, especially for Tyreek Stevenson, who's jawing at the Commanders fans, missed the start of the play, and then runs over, tips the ball straight to Noah Brown. What a great finish to a game that turned kind of unexpectedly hostile for a little while. Those teams didn't like each other. And the Bears, by the way, we talk about good teams like go to the bye, they get better, they come out of the bye. It's very hard to play a team coming out of the bye. The Bears were somehow the opposite. Everything they had been doing right, they quit doing, and they were undisciplined, and they were not throwing the ball well, and their offense wasn't clicking. Big question marks there. A lot of people wanted that coaching staff turned over for Caleb Williams this year. Didn't get it, and I think there's a lot for them to work through this offseason. National TV, Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, take it away.
Comes down to one last play, and it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
Ah, love hearing that crowd. Great crowd, great game. Man, that was a super cool moment. Let's hear it in Spanish as well. Here's Moises Linares. He is the Spanish radio announcer for the Washington Commanders.
Aguanta, Daniels. No tiene con quién. Ahora sí, Daniels. A lanzar a lo profundo del terreno de juego. Ahí está la recepción. Touchdown! Touchdown de Washington! Touchdown! Está adentro! Touchdown! Commanders! El Ave María funcionó! Apareció el 85! Tras un rebote, Noah Brown se convierte en el héroe de todo Washington DC! ¡Enorme! ¡Grande Commanders!
Buen trabajo ahí por parte de Jaden Daniels, aguantar todo el tiempo. Era un Ave María. El pase llega y es atrapado por Noah Brown.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. Buenas noches, Chicago.
I hit him with the na 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 na, hey hey goodbye, and the good night Chicago. I love the enthusiasm. I love the call. Great moment in Commanders history. Remember where you were, so you can remember where you were. What a play! What a moment for Jaden Daniels, for the kid, for the franchise, for everybody else. Victory week, not just Victory Monday. Victory week on the Fan rolls on. Hour number two of MP on the mic on the other side. You're listening to 910 the Fan at 105.1. 910 the Fan 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. Victory Monday, victory week, all of it. What a game, what a play, what a moment for the 6-2 Washington Commanders, who, by the way, not just a playoff team, potentially a playoff team. This is a team that now you expect to be a playoff team. You get to 6-2, you expect that sort of thing. And big game against the Giants this weekend. None of them are taken for granted, right? 21-18 against the Giants last time. They forgot to have a healthy kicker on their roster. That's on them. They probably won't make that mistake twice. Hopefully won't make that mistake twice for their sake. But if they want to, that's fine. Certainly would allow that. Giants Commanders this Sunday. Hype starts now. Get to 7-2 if they win. Chasing all kinds of historical marks. Last time they were 6-2 was the Jim Zorn year. Wheels came off of that bus. They finished 8-8. This one feels totally different. Jaden Daniels playing through the rib injury. We'll dive into that in this hour. Lots to get to about the Hail Mary as well. Don't want to neglect our other sports. A reminder for all things UVA, check in with Who's Talking tonight at 6. Here's my hot take on UVA football. Never a good sign when your coach starts his press conference by apologizing to the administration. That was Tony Elliott. And I was actually up in Charlottesville. We got to the game and settled into our seats. And next thing we knew, the ball was flying over his head, back up set over Anthony Calandria's head, back up center. Next thing you knew, North Carolina was scoring a touchdown with a fat defensive lineman.
Calandria fakes a handoff. And it's intercepted, tipped, and then caught by Ritzy. And the big fella still rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. He's going to go the distance. If he can catch his breath, that is a touchdown. Can you believe that? A tip, a pick, and Javari Ritzy.
Yeah, good for him. That's an awesome play. Fat guys scoring touchdowns is always fantastic. The Bears tried to score a fat guy touchdown. It went very poorly. In fact, Johnny Newton jumped on the ball. I'm waiting to see. Actually, look it up here. I think they fixed it. They initially didn't give Johnny Newton a sack on that early play. The first play of the game, I think, actually, against the with the Bears there backed up in the, you know, on their own 30. I think they fixed that by now. It looks like they gave Johnny Newton the sack. Got that. Got the fumble recovery on the other end when the Bears decided to give it to a fullback. All roads lead back to Landover today. But what I'm trying to say is, when you have the fat defensive lineman score a touchdown, one of two things just happened. Like, you're backed up against your own end zone, he recovered and ran it in, or your team has quit. And I fear that is the case for UVA. That play was a bad omen of things to come, a bad sign for the Cavs, for their roster, for what's going forward here, because they are playing some tougher games after this, and they got some tough questions to ask themselves after a performance like that. Counterpoint, shout out to JMU, bowl eligible. Sixth win for the Dukes, six wins for JMU, six wins for the Commanders, just like we all drew it up this season. I had one of those teams at six right now, not the other one, not the football team up in Landover. AWOD had it. I'll acknowledge it. I'll tell him during crosstalk at 12:15. He called it. This team is red hot with Jaden Daniels. JMU, maybe not red hot, not the dominant win some people wanted, but a win in the Sun Belt as they move towards some other tough games. ODU, a lot of people have that game circled. They're going to go into the bye, chance to regroup, chance to get that offense back to the kind that put up the 70 in Chapel Hill. By the way, JMU puts up the 70 in Chapel Hill. UNC comes to Charlottesville, hangs the 41 on them. So by what is that? Deduction, not deduction, you know, the induction, whatever the math principle is. If JMU played UVA, I believe they would score 111 points on them. That's just back of the envelope math here. I'm glad it's not happening. Congrats to the Dukes. They are bowl eligible. And at Virginia Tech, a little taking care of business. Sometimes you just need a little bit of taking care of business. Brent Pry, what do you like about this defense?
Play hard as heck. They really do, which is half the battle. I thought our fits were better. Our key reads were better. We made them earn it, which is important. Against a group that coming into this game, I thought they really ran the ball well. They knew how to run the ball. They made it challenging. They got a nice tailback. They got a good O-line. We got three or four fourth down stops. You know, I mean, we got a couple of takeaways. I mean, we just did the things that were necessary, to play good defense, to minimize points. And when you do that, you're going to have a good chance to win the game.
Brent Pry, Hokie football, playing tough football on Saturday, 21-6 over Georgia Tech. Got some help from the offense. We'll do a great game rewind for the Hokies tomorrow with those highlights as well from down in Blacksburg, because they leaned on the defense, and the defense delivered for them. Probably going to need some more offense against Syracuse this week, another big game down there that we'll look forward to. Up there. I think you're up there with Syracuse. Nobody's going down to Syracuse, I guess, unless you're a Canadian team. Either way, they'll go up to Syracuse. They'll play a football game this weekend. The other big thing going on in the world of sports, of course, is the World Series. Dodgers up 2-0, coming back to Yankee Stadium tonight for Game 3, which should be fun. Word is Shohei Ohtani will play after missing the final couple innings of Game 2. That's good. You want the stars out there. Aaron Judge, man, needs to get it together at the plate. That's probably the most bizarre thing, man. Barry Sverlugo wrote in the Washington Post, right? Pointing out he's played 55 playoff games now. It's not a small sample size, and his numbers are significantly lower in the postseason. It's not unfair to say Yankees hopes ride on him creating some offense, getting that team ready to go, because Juan Soto delivered, man. Juan Soto gave them a monster home run that should have gave them some momentum. Aaron Judge couldn't capitalize on that the other night. Really fun World Series going on. Coming back to New York tonight should be a ton of fun to pair with a little Monday Night Football. So great night of sports viewing ahead of us tonight. Giants Steelers, the Russell Wilson show rolls on. Chance to scout out this week's opponent after having the negative rest against Chicago, right? Chicago had the bye. You instead flip it back. And this time the Giants will be on the short week after playing the very physical Pittsburgh Steelers. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Cowboys, man, they made a game of it. But then the Niners win 30-24, are able to run out the clock successfully. The Cowboys, 3-5, games against the Falcons, Eagles, Texans, and Commanders on deck. Sorry, 3-4, I should say. But their next four, so Cowboys 3-4 with games on tap against Atlanta, Philly, Houston, and Washington. That's a team that's in a rough space. The Dallas Cowboys, look, I'm celebrating Washington's win today. This is Hail Mary Day. This is Jaden Daniels Day. So I don't want to distract too much with laughing at the Cowboys. But that's a team that could be going to a dark place here pretty quickly. The other team I want to laugh at today, you know who it is. It's the New York Jets. They lost to the Patriots. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers throughout the week. That bolero's been sung. They're 2-6. They're not making the playoffs. 2-6 teams don't do that. The Patriots are a bad football team, and they pull out the win at the end, 25-22. Unbelievable. I thought Aaron Rodgers maybe had a last gasp in him, but this roster is bad as constructed, and it's constructed to win now, which means they're going to have problems for years to come. Very funny thing out there. Also kind of funny, Jameis Winston picking up the dub for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson goes down. Jameis Winston comes in this week, leads the Browns to a victory over the Ravens. Maybe the biggest stunner of the week in football out there. Bring no pleasure in reporting to you that the Eagles have gotten it together, 37-17 over the Bengals. Saquon's rolling, that offense is rolling. I don't know what's up with Cincy at 3-5. They're in a bad spot, but the Eagles appear to have it together. We're rolling towards that Thursday nighter that's going to be super fun in a few weeks here. So after the Commanders Giants this week, it's Commanders Steelers, and then Commanders Eagles Thursday nighter in 2.5 weeks. It's going to be a ton of fun. Texans keep rolling with their win over the Colts. Packers pulled it out against the Jags. More injury questions there for Jordan Love. We'll keep an eye on that as the week goes on. Chiefs pull it out against the Raiders to stay undefeated. And the Broncos run up the score against the Panthers. The Panthers did not take kindly to that. A little chirping both ways there. Falcons, Kirk Cousins gets the Bucks 31-26 in the rematch of that great game. That's been a great series. I'd watch a third one of that in the playoffs. And we may get to, depending on how things go. But today is a victory Monday, victory week for the Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Commanders, we'll dive back into the Inside the Locker Room interviews when we return. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. Thanks for joining us. Man, it's fun. It's fun to be in this town, in the area when the Commanders are winning. People are coming out, have pride in the team. You're going to see a lot more of that this week, right? So we've hit stepping stones, and I do believe the first one was Dan Snyder selling the team. I really do. I think that was the first stepping stone. You say, like, okay, I can dip my toe back in this water. I think the Monday Night Football win against Cincy was the next one. National TV, kid's the real deal. And then, you get a couple more. You get the home wins. You get the blowout wins. Those were fun. But this one immediately, just because of the play, because of the Hail Mary, rises near the top of the list. And I think the people who have been here the longest appreciate it the most. This is a short interview because Daron Payne doesn't do long interviews. He's a pretty quiet dude. He's never been very talkative. I've always enjoyed chatting with him. He always prefers to chat with the microphone off. You see him on TV sometimes. He'll do the quick soundbite thing, but he doesn't like to go deep. I asked him if he had time for a quick question yesterday in the locker room. He said, yeah, I wanted to get his perspective as a guy who's been here for a while. And I think he'll show, right, you don't get to hear this side of him often, so I think it's cool after a win, he's feeling good. Let you into his perspective on the defensive line, on the team, and on the progress this season.
You've been here through a lot. What's it like to see this crowd go wild and man, have hope, all those things?
Man, I'm happy. I'm happy for everybody. I'm happy for the organization, for the fans, for myself. We've been through a lot, and I know fans, they've been just wishing for like moments like these. So just to have a moment like this, it just feels good.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
That's Daron Payne, and I love that he included himself on that list. Feel good for the organization, for the fans, for the team, and for me. Man, I've been through some stuff here, right? We all feel that, right? It's okay to be happy for yourself. He's worked hard towards that, and man, that D-line, Jonathan Allen leaves. They arguably get better. That was a great performance harassing Caleb Williams as we slide into the observations. I think that's my main takeaway. They made Caleb Williams uncomfortable. They made him look like a rookie quarterback, which Jaden Daniels hasn't looked like very often this season. Leaving the game yesterday, people are chanting MVP for Jaden Daniels. Yeah, he's in the discussion right now. I think the next few weeks, not the Giants game here, but this next little stretch after Steelers, Eagles, Cowboys, maybe come back to earth a little bit, especially if the ribs are still bothering him, because you got the sense they were. And I think that's where you got to start, right, with the decision to play Jaden Daniels. He didn't practice all week. He came out Friday, did some stuff. Not an extensive practice, but he did a little bit, enough to make the coaches feel good, enough to let them sign off on him playing. I do wonder, though, he wanted to play, and he got medically cleared, but if it was wise to play him and not give him the rest he needs to heal up, because that you could tell it was bothering him late in that game. I'm glad we got the moment. I'm glad we got the fun. But Jaden Daniels was clearly bothered, and it wouldn't surprise me if he largely sits out practice again this week. He's a gamer. He's tough. You want to walk that line, though, of making sure you've got him for 17 weeks as opposed to just for one game. I'm curious how that plays out as the week goes on. I know that he won a lot of fans in the locker room for that performance because they know what he was dealing with this week. But it's been the rookies. Johnny Newton, only the latest to take the spotlight. Mike Sanristel has played really well. Here he is in the locker room after the game.
I think, you know, everything's starting to click together. And really, that's what it's about, just all sides of the ball working together. You know what I'm saying? You know, special teams playing well, offense playing well, defense playing well, just complimentary football. You know, it just allows team success. You know, even though we won the game, we still want to go back and clean up the little things that we made mistakes on. You know, I definitely felt like there was a few plays that we left out there, a few mistakes, a lot of them stay in the game. But it's always good to correct the win. So, you know, we're gonna enjoy this one, and then, you know, we're gonna get right back to the film.
It's Mike Sanristel. He's played well. I thought St. Juice played well, man. It was a tough pass interference because they will call that every time, and it was pass interference. But on fourth down, had a chance to get off the field there, clinch the win. Also, interesting day for Austin Seibert. They didn't let him kick from 57. Did let him kick from 51. Wasn't blocked. Went low. You don't trust him from distance. He is automatic from inside 40, but then things get dicey when you go 50 or beyond. I don't think it's a huge issue, but it's interesting for a guy who's been automatic when they need him. The long field goals are becoming a thing that are asked of NFL kickers, and he's not showing that he's able to deliver them. I think that's an interesting twist to the way things are going, because he's doing so well. By the way, how about Tressway? Just, you know, he only gets to punt like once a week now. He just lands it when he does. Fantastic punt by Tressway. Love seeing him have a big game, obviously. We're inside the Commanders locker room. It's 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Bobby Wagner has seen a lot of things, as he mentions. He's even seen a crazy Hail Mary ending. He likes being a part of this team. Here's our chat with Bobby Wagner.
We've just been trying to get better every game. I feel like we keep growing. There's still, obviously, we got a couple plays we wanted to get back. But, you know, whenever you hold a good team like that to whatever 12 points or however many points they had, that's a good day.
How about the swings of early recovers the fumble on the goal line late?
That was a great play. That's a big play. It put us in a position to do this. So,
have you seen a lot of in your time in the NFL? Have you ever seen something like this?
Kind of, but Well, we had the one in Seattle.
Was that with Rodgers?
Nah, it was the Fail Mary. We had replacement refs. It's still a catch.
Where does this stand?
Say, go ahead.
What was going through your mind 6 seconds in the fourth quarter?
Man, I knew Jaden had the arm, and all he had to do was just give him a chance, and he gave the guys a chance to make a great play. And, you know, just watch him catch the ball, and then it's just excitement.
Could you see where Noah was getting behind him?
Yeah, like, you know, when he threw the ball up, you saw everybody was converging on where the ball was at, but nobody was behind the play. And, you know, as a defender, we coach that. There's always going to be a guy sitting behind and sitting in front. And so they're waiting for the tip, and you just got to make sure you go get it.
The swings of emotion in those final seconds, what is that like as a player to kind of feel like, oh, no, probably gonna lose?
It's
kind of explain the belief then.
Yeah, it's just, we need a shot, just give us a chance. That's all it was. It wasn't, oh no, it was like, dang, they scored, okay, offense has a chance. We watched them you know, get a completion, then they got it closer, and I'm like, okay, we got a chance. You got to have that belief. If you don't have that belief, it's not going to happen. Like, our belief before that play happened is something that had to happen for the play to happen.
For Jaden, you know, playing through that, I know all you guys are playing through something, but to see a rookie quarterback do that, what's that do for the rest of the team?
Oh, that's amazing, man. He's a fighter. You know, to be in that position and come out and play the way that he did, it was amazing. Amazing for him to come out, amazing game for him, and it's cool to watch his growth.
With the success you guys have had this season, how much you guys have clicked, how fun this has been to now come out here and win a game in a fashion like that. I mean, what's that moment like to add that into all the things that have happened here the last couple months for you guys?
Man, it's just fun, man. Fun for us, for sure, but also fun for the city. You know, they've been waiting for something like this for a very, very long time, and to be able to
to have this type of excitement is fun to be a part of. It's fun to be part of turning around something.
You've seen it in miniature. It wasn't full for the first game, and now full crowd today here in the noise. What's it been like watching that growth of the fan base?
It's been amazing. I mean, they've always been there. You know, the fan base has been historic for a very long time. It's just they need something to cheer for, and we're trying to get that to them.
Appreciate it.
As Bobby Wagner, he's seen some things, right? He's seen the finish, the Fail Mary finish in Seattle with Aaron Rodgers, and he knows what this means for the town, for the fan base, right? I love that quick correction, right? I see, you know, the fans weren't there for the OBC. The fans have always been there. We've had to give them a reason to believe to come out. They have that reason. They have that guy. He wears number 5. He's Jaden Daniels. The fun of sports, right? We could have been doing a show today lamenting what got away, conversions in the red zone, the defense fading late. Instead, we talk about one of the great plays of the last 2 decades of Washington football. We're having fun. Thank you for joining us on the Victory Monday program. We'll take you up to noon. AWOD's live at Capitol Ale House. We're back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Mike taking it home. AWOD Radio takes over at noon. He's at Capitol Ale House. Go have lunch with him. Celebrate. Be around other Commanders fans. Get yourself an adult beverage if that's your kind of thing and your employer doesn't frown upon that sort of practice. Man, it's going to be an exciting show for him, Grant and Danny, 3-6. Dan Quinn does his press conference at 3:30 last week. Funny what a difference a week makes. Last week it was, hey, tune in 3:30. He's going to give the Jaden Daniels update. And it wasn't a great Jaden Daniels update. It was week to week. That was kind of a little pull on what was otherwise a very nice win. I would imagine this will be a particularly joyous session with Dan Quinn. Only potential injury news, I think, that is going to spoil the party is whatever happened to Cornelius Lucas. You're already down one at left tackle. Lucas had been filling in well. I don't think Trent Scott is anywhere near the same caliber, but a lot of moving pieces there and a lot of time to sort that out. We're wrapping up a show dedicated to one of the greatest plays I've ever seen, full stop, hearing people discuss, right? Is it the greatest moment in the history of the stadium? Not RFK. RFK had better moments. A few come to mind, certainly. Sean Taylor walking off the jet, or Sean Taylor field goal return, Santana Moss walking off the Jags, Rob Jackson intercepting Tony Romo, who was there yesterday in the house to make the playoffs in 2012. Some really great moments along the way. I think we have to wait a couple years to answer the question, right? Because if RG3 had become everything we hoped he would be and thought he might be, it's the run against Minnesota, coming down the sideline and scoring and walking off the Vikings. It wasn't a walk-off, but it served that purpose, and it was the coming out party, and everybody got excited, and the winning streak was on and all those things. But in retrospect, of course, it's not that because we know what happened afterwards. Same thing here. We got to see what happens next and what happens next with Jaden's ribs, too, because he looked sore at the end of the game yesterday. And you heard his comment to me earlier where I was asking about it. Yeah, I was playing through some stuff, which is good that he's able to do that. And, still a long-term thing that the team needs to think out how they want to do that, especially going into a brutal stretch here. Not this one against the Giants, but after the Giants, the Steelers, that defense might be the best in football, right? And then you got Philly on the short week. That's a 1-2 punch right there. So, yeah, I think you want to make sure your quarterback's as well-equipped to handle that as possible. Now, one of the best ways to handle something like that is with a 6-2 record. It gives you a little margin for error. That's pretty good. As we're taking up to the top here, things I love about the final play of the game. One, Tyreek Stevenson chirping at the fans, taunting them. And then I love in the video, the Bears fan up front, hey, the play's happening. The play's happening. Go do your job. And his job was not to tip the ball up so that Noah Brown could catch it. I'm pretty sure of that. Dan Quinn's reaction, so good jumping around. He's like Jim Valvano, jumping around looking for somebody to hug. That was great. The crowd, so good, just rising in unison, and the noise. I've heard some good noises in that building over the years, and that's right near the top, just because of the suddenness and the spontaneity of it. Right, I think number one's probably still the Hail to the Redskins after they clinched the playoff spot against the Cowboys. Just the place shaking and feeling a little bit like, okay, the magic is recaptured, right? This one's not quite the magic is recaptured, because we all understand that's not a moment thing, that's a long-term thing, but they're on the path to it. Jaden just staying calm, cool, and collected. Austin Eckler holding his blocks forever. Nick Allegretti, Mullen dudes, fighters back there fighting to keep that play alive. And then, you know, it's just everything leading up to it. I thought, you know, the fourth and one where, I knew they should not go for it, right? I said that straight up right in the moment there. Fourth and one, their own 12. You don't go for that ever. But then to not be able to sustain defensively, and you got the sense Caleb Williams was really starting to get to these guys, and he was catching his groove. That's the Caleb Williams I thought we'd see yesterday. We didn't see him until the fourth quarter. You catch a lucky break when they hand it to an offensive lineman / fullback and he fumbles it on the two. Obviously, we're talking about a very different game if they get that, punch that in. They don't, though. They make the wrong call, and Washington's able to capitalize. Johnny Newton jumping on that fumble. Nice play for him, for the young guy. But that fourth and one there, right, you don't do that. And part of it also is the best play there is the quarterback sneak, and I don't think you want to be quarterback sneaking Jaden in any capacity right now, and you probably don't want to bring in Mariota to do that just because of, you know, how it would tip your hand. I don't think there were a lot of great options there. By the way, I the fourth and ones, I agreed with the Commanders for not going it. I also agreed with the Bears for going for it in the second quarter. Early in the second quarter, they're on their own 40, and they've got fourth and inches. And I said, no, this is a good situation to go for it. For the 40-yard line, great opportunity. I did not tell them throw a pass behind the line of scrimmage. I don't know what they were thinking on that one. Now, Craig Hoffman was sitting next to me. He thinks Caleb audibled out of it, that he saw whatever he saw at the line and said, we're not going to be able to run the ball, or that this is going to be the play. And Frankie Louvu had great hustle on that play. He got to it quickly. He was a difference maker. Benjamin St. Juice held the receiver back for that split second that they needed to get the fourth down stop. That was a big moment of the game. Unfortunately, I couldn't turn that into points again. 9-0 after that one, then 12-0 at the start of the second half when they got that field goal in. You got the sense, right? The better team is letting the other team hang around. You never know what's going to happen in professional football. And everything happened was the answer there. Everything happened down the stretch. But I thought the Commanders' defense, on the whole, for three quarters, played physical, violent football, right? It's a violent game, and we don't shy away from that. It's part of why we love it. They were hitting hard. They were getting after it. They were making guys second guess their decision to come run into the holes or run at the defenders. And I love that. And then other side offensively, I love that when Jaden ran, he played it safe. He only took one real tackle. He was able to get out of bounds outside of that. And then he takes the hit late in the game. That's the one where you saw him grimace. It got, the ribs are, you know, starting to feel it after four quarters of football. But he steadied it enough to uncork one of the most famous plays now in recent history for the Commanders. And by recent, I mean post-Super Bowl, post-91, really. It's a play that holds its own with the Monday Night Miracle, with any of the others. A fantastic finish to a fantastic day at Commanders Northwest Stadium. I'm still not used to saying it. We'll get there eventually, or maybe we won't. Maybe they'll just build a new stadium and we'll move straight on. All right, 3 hours of AWOD Radio up next. He's live and local. Party continues. He will get to your calls. So load up the lines here once AWOD starts, 833-804-0910. I know he wants to hear from you. I know we're going to keep this party going until 3. Grant and Danny, of course, will take your calls as well. It's it's victory week. We're not done yet. Commanders Rewind tomorrow. You'll hear some more extensive thoughts on the game. We'll empty out the notebook. But I thought today it was fun to hear from so many players. Just fun to hear their perspectives and their joy. Lifelong football people who had themselves a heck of a day yesterday. I think everybody who was there will not soon forget what happened. Great show. Thank you for joining us. We are back tomorrow with more. AWOD Radio takes over next. You're listening to Richmond's Most Commanders Talk and the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.